The people of Israel were divided into two kingdoms, the kingdoms of Israel and Judah. The division had taken place about 70 years before, during the reign of Rehoboam, son of Solomon. Jehoshaphat, a king who was faithful to the Lord, reigned over Judah in the south. Ahab, an apostate idolatrous ruler, governed the northern kingdom of Israel. To the north of Israel stretched the land of the Syrian king Ben-Hadad, who lived in Damascus, the capital city. Ben-Hadad decided to make war on Israel. He mustered his entire army, formed a coalition with 32 other kings, and went to besiege Samaria. A multitude of foot soldiers, horses, and chariots invaded Israel and surrounded the city. The Israelites were defenseless against this vast enemy army. Ahab had only 7,000 soldiers, so he decided to negotiate. Ben-Hadad was an arrogant, cruel man. He sent messengers to Ahab to say, "This is what Ben-Hadad says, your silver and gold are mine, and the best of your wives and children are mine." Ahab had to capitulate, as he was unable to hold out against the Syrian army. So he gave a very humble answer. "Just as you say, my lord the king, I and all I have are yours." Ben-Hadad went further, knowing that Israel was defenseless. He sent another message. "This is what Ben-Hadad says. About this time tomorrow, I am going to send my men to search your palace and the houses of your officials. They will seize everything you value and carry it away." This time Ahab summoned all the elders of the land and said to them, "See how this man is looking for trouble. When he sent for my wives and children, my silver and gold, I did not refuse him." The elders and the people answered, "Don't listen to him or agree to his demands." So he replied to Ben-Hadad's messengers, "Tell my lord the king, your servant will do all you demanded the first time, but this demand I cannot meet." Then Ben-Hadad sent another message. "May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if enough dust remains in Samaria to give each of my men a handful." The king of Israel answered, "Tell him, one who puts on his armor should not boast like one who takes it off." On hearing these words, the Syrian king, who was half drunk, gave orders to attack Samaria. It was then that the Lord intervened in favor of Israel. A prophet came to Ahab and announced, "This is what the Lord says. Do you see this vast army? I will give it into your hand today, and then you will know that I am the Lord." "But who will do this?" asked Ahab. The prophet replied, "The young officers of the provincial commanders will do it." "And who will start the battle?" said the king. The prophet answered, "You will." So Ahab summoned the young officers, 232 men in all. Then he assembled the rest of the Israelites, 7,000 fighting men. The little army set out at noon, led by the 232 young officers. Ben-Hadad and his allies were getting drunk in their tents. He had sent out scouts who came and reported that a small detachment of soldiers was advancing from Samaria. "If they come out for peace or war, take them alive," said the Syrian king. The 232 young officers marched out of the city with the Israelite army behind them, and each one struck down his opponent. The Syrians were afraid and fled, with the Israelites in pursuit. Ben-Hadad escaped on horseback with some of his horsemen. Ahab overpowered the horses and chariots and inflicted heavy losses on the Syrians. That day God saved the people of Israel, a people who were unfaithful, who served idols. But there were still 7,000 men among the Israelites who had not bowed the knee to Baal, a small faithful remnant who refused to serve idols. So the Lord, the God of Israel, spared the nation, so that all peoples would see the greatness and power of the Lord, the only true God. Next episode, another victory for Israel.